I'm here with Deborah King, and Deborah is the president of the Final Touch
Finishing School.
Finishing School. Oh,
yes.
I love that.
Thank
we
you.
Don't have finishing schools anymore, it doesn't seem.
It is an unusual feature, and people look long and hard to find our services.
It's an art and culture that we remember from back in the day when girls were sent off to finishing school, right?
That's true.
But you're here for really another purpose, and you're here because you're part of a movement that's growing throughout the U.S. and abroad, and it's very interesting, exciting, and I'd love for you to tell us more about it.
Oh, well, thank you. It has to do with civility. And I think if we watch television or go out to our local department stores or grocery stores, we see that civility or the lack of it's really an issue today. And that's unfortunate. But we're seeing it in our government. We're seeing it in our churches. We're seeing a lack of civility in our schools and with our children.
Civility. We can talk to each other about, oh, let's just be civil in this disagreement that we're having. But how do we define civility as a society or culture?
Sure. I think we use that word a lot and we really don't know what it means.
Right.
Often people think civility is the same thing as etiquette. But etiquette really deals with the rules for social interaction. So that deals with what fork do I use or how do I do a handshake or, you know, should I text and when and where and that type of thing. But civility goes to understanding that another person has value and it's really honoring the dignity of another person. And if I do that, even if I disagree with you, I still show you respect. I act with restraint and I act with responsibility. And those are the three R's that really the Civility Project was given birth by Dr. Forney out of Johns Hopkins University. He is the co-founder of the Civility Archives there at Johns Hopkins. And he has written several books. One of the probably best known is Choosing Civility. Excellent book.
Choosing Civility. And the three R's again are?
Respect, restraint, and responsibility. And if we would practice that in our daily lives, our world would be a different place.
I can imagine. I can only imagine. As we hear about bullying going on in schools and still we have issues between races and cultures and religions, as we're talking about becoming more civil, claiming to become a more civilized society, what kinds of things is this group that you're part of doing?
Well, I'm a member of AICI, which is the Association of Image Consultants International, and we have launched about a year and a half ago a Civility Counts project. Part of that project, there's many aspects to it, but part of that project is a proclamation endeavor, and I am the chair of that committee, and what we're doing is we're going around globally and securing official proclamations from local government bodies or schools, churches, organizations, and that type of thing, agreeing with what we were able to secure with Chase's calendar of events that May is Civility Awareness Month. So the entire month of May, we want people to focus on being more civil, thinking about, am I acting with respect and restraint and responsibility? And it's very exciting because we have individuals and groups and government all around the world right now working on proclamations that are going to be presented at our international conference in Vancouver, Canada in the middle of May.
And we've got some local success, I guess you could call it.
Sure. Yes, in the city of Federal Way. Right now we're working on arranging the details for the city of Federal Way, the Federal Way Chamber of Commerce. We're talking to the Federal Way School District, Highline Community College, and as well as I did send a package to our governor to see if we can get our entire state involved with focusing on civility.
And through that, once you make a proclamation and say, our city, our school, our church is going to work on becoming more civil, what are the tools that they would receive in order to put that into practice? It's more than just a random act of kindness, right, during the month of May.
Sure. Well, that's our hope. That's our hope. And it's going to be ongoing. This will be an initial beginning with the proclamation this year, but every year we want to focus on that. And we're hopeful that people will bring in training, teach and train their staff, speak about it, that they will find creative ways for promoting civility within within their groups. But that's the Association of Image Consultants International is a fabulous group of men and women that are trained and capable and able to go out and do training on civility and educating people. What is it and how can we be more civil?
How about we just focus on the three R's for a second ourselves, sure. And we can talk about those together. So the first one is
respect. And if I show respect to another person in my speech, in my dress, and in my behavior, the world functions so much better. Mm. We tend not to treat others with respect. I often say we live in a little bubble called self. And if I like how I dress, and I like how I walk, and I like how I talk, and you have a problem with it, it's your problem. It's not mine. So we tend to be pretty self-absorbed. And I think part of that comes from we live stressful lives and we're short on time and we're pretty isolated from others. Even though we're with people all the time, we're in our own vehicle driving. So I don't know the person in the car next to me. So it doesn't really matter to me if I want to yell at them. They're not going to see me having lunch today. Probably. We don't often even know the people that live next door to us.
Very true.
So we don't really have those relationships that you probably wouldn't treat those that you knew well in the same way.
Having respect for oneself is awfully important.
Well, it does all start with yourself. If you do not respect yourself, no one else is going to respect you. And you see self-respect in classes that I teach with children. I'll ask them, how can you tell if someone respects themselves? And they know instantly how they choose to groom or dress, carry themselves. That communicates instantly to others. Am I respectful or not?
So the second R is?
Restraint. And I think we have lost this sense of restraint. We just think we should be able to say whatever we want to say, and we should be able to do whatever we want to do. And there's that old saying we probably all heard from our mothers growing up, if you don't have something nice to say,
don't say anything at all. I remember that.
Yes. And so that we've lost that. People say, well, I think it's so I should be able to say it. And often because we don't stop and think before we speak, we offend other people and we voice our opinion and certainly we have the right to it, but we don't have the right to be offensive and to demean others.
Very true. Mm-hmm. It really can. We can be very thoughtless with our words.
Mm-hmm. And those words have life to them. There is life and death in the power of our words. And when we speak those hurtful words or words that are demeaning to another person, those pierce and they divide. To me, there's no sense in doing that. We can agree to disagree. And we can say, okay, I see that from a different place than you do. Mm-hmm. So we may have to find a happy medium ground to work that out in, but we certainly don't degrade others for their opinion.
I've heard it said God gave us one mouth and two ears, so it's awfully important that we listen before we speak.
And I find one thing that helps me is when I hear somebody say something that, for me, it's like, how could you believe that? Why? How could you think that way? I used to get defensive and shut down, but I've turned that around to where I'm more curious now. I want to understand, why do they think that way? And so I'll ask them, well, tell me about how you came to that conclusion, or why do you think in that manner? And that really helps me understand them and really listen to them. I may not, and most often don't change my own opinion about it, but it gives me an understanding about who they are, and it helps me have more empathy for them.
Sure, and it opens up lines of communication where they may not have existed at all.
Sure.
Very true. And our last R
is responsibility. I have responsibility. Every action of mine, everything I say, everything I do, somehow impacts other people, whether I know them or not. And so I have to take responsibility for that and think about, what am I saying? What am I doing? How am I choosing to dress? How am I interacting with others? Something as simple as you go to the grocery store and instead of putting your cart away, you think, oh, I don't want to walk that extra couple feet. So I park it up onto where the planting area is. That is really a lack of civility, because that extra few steps of walking over to put the cart where it belongs saved another person an inconvenience, possibly saved a vehicle, somebody else's vehicle, from being damaged by a runaway cart in the parking lot. It's those little things, and we just don't pause long enough to think, every action of mine impacts other people. And what am I doing? And how is my life influencing others?
So right now I could be thinking, boy, Deborah really has poked me in a place where I don't want to be poked right now. Or, hey, maybe I need to sign up for this civility learning process because I have something to learn.
Well, I have a blog, a civility chat blog that people are welcome to follow. Also, if anybody's interested in learning how to secure a proclamation, I welcome them to contact me and I'll be happy to walk them through the process and help them in securing a proclamation and joining in this effort. We have through the month of April to do that.
How do they contact you?
Okay, they can call. It's 206-510-5357, or they can email me at Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, at finaltouchschool.com. Let's go out and look for new ways to be civil to people and to honor and respect those people that we come in contact with.
Deborah King, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Tam. Really appreciate it.